Demolition has formally begun in one of Macon, Georgia's oldest and largest public housing projects, Tyndall Heights. Local officials swung golden sledgehammers to break the first piece of the project's red brick. For longtime educator Thelma Dillard, the day was bittersweet.
I'm here today because I want to see the ending of my beginning.
Dillard moved here as a baby, not long after Tyndall Heights opened in the 1940s. She says some of the kids she grew up with went on to own businesses and become college presidents.
It was a launching pad for greatness.
Historic photos framed for the day showed the tar paper roofs and dirt streets the New Deal era construction replaced. Tracy Barlow says Tyndall Heights was top-notch by comparison. But by 1960, when he started working here in maintenance, the electrical system was already out of date.
So people couldn't even run air conditioners.
In fact, there's never been central air conditioning here. Thelma Dillard was happy to swing a hammer after all when her turn came.
I got it.
Tyra Tate was right behind her. Tate and her daughters just moved away with the help of a Section 8 voucher.
We moved to a nice, new, peaceful, safe neighborhood, and I'm so happy about that. It makes me want to cry.
All Tyndall Heights residents are getting the same voucher and the same chance to move. The Macon Housing Authority expects about a third of Tyndall Heights to be gone by sometime this summer, making way for new senior citizen housing. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.